Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, the theme that I would offer as part of our reflection today, the theme for the readings really is on forgiveness. And so I just want to take a moment at the beginning of this program to say, as we enter more and more now into Lent, into the deeper part of Lent, let us really take a look in this year of mercy that the graces God wants to give to us. I've mentioned before, and I'm going to mention again because I know I have a number of new listeners, I want to mention to you that I have two booklets on mercy. The newest one is The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. That booklet is available to you by calling the 800 number at the end of the program today. You can call that number and you'll receive a free booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I have a second booklet on mercy that's been out for several years called Captured by Mercy. Captured by Mercy. If you'd like to get that, you can go online to renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net, click on bookstore and look for that booklet, Captured by Mercy, and you can order it there. The first booklet, the one I just described to you, deals with repentance, which leads to the reception of the mercy of God. This second booklet, Captured by Mercy, talks about an aspect that if we are asking for mercy from God, which we are in this year of mercy, we're asking great mercy from God to forgive our sins, to give us a clean slate, really wiping away our sins, which is what God does. That's His mercy. But brothers and sisters, we need to then in turn, remember how we pray the Lord's Prayer? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We're asking God to forgive us the way we forgive others. It's a very dangerous prayer. So in my book, Captured by Mercy, what I'm trying to do there, as many of you know, is to give you an opportunity to see what people have done in their lives, to offer forgiveness to those who have hurt them or harmed them, sometimes very seriously, but have offered forgiveness and the freedom and the joy that it brings you. So I really encourage you to read both booklets. Captured by Mercy, that's the one that focuses on forgiveness, our giving forgiveness and receiving forgiveness. And the other one, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings, to be able by His grace to admit our sin, to ask forgiveness, and to be set free. Today we look at the book of the prophet Daniel, chapter 3, verse 25, and then 34 to 43. Azariah stood up in the fire and prayed aloud. Now this is the section where the three young men are in the fiery furnace because they refused to bow to pagan laws. For your name's sake, O Lord, do not deliver us up forever or make void your covenant. Do not take away your mercy for us for the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of heaven or the sand on the shore of the sea. For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation. We're brought low everywhere in the world this day because of our sins. That's facing it square. It's not the economy. It's not the political picture. It's because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, prophet, or leader, no burnt offering, sacrifice, oblation, or incense, no place to offer first fruits to find favor with you. But with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received. As though it were burnt offerings of rams and bullocks or thousands of fat lambs, so let our sacrifice be in your presence today as we follow you unreservedly. For those who trust in you cannot be put to shame. And now we follow you with our whole heart. We fear you and we pray to you. Do not let us be put to shame, but deal with us in your kindness and great mercy. Deliver us by your wonders and bring glory to your name, O Lord. So even in these terrible circumstances, we fear you and we pray to you. We bow down before you. deal with us in your kindness and your great mercy. That's the way to come before God. Even in extreme circumstances like that, that's the way to pray. Lord, help me. Remember your mercies, O Lord. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. And the only way you know his paths is by reading Scripture. Read it daily. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. Look at this one section. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. God will never lead you astray. God will never give you something to do that's not his priority. God will never turn against you. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful. Brothers and sisters, once again, I want to say it. Please return to the Lord. Please get rid of the heavy burden of sin that you're carrying. God wants to set you free. You don't have to be ashamed. I know it's hard. But when you come and you say through the priest, Lord, please, I am so sorry. Please remove this sin from me. I ask your forgiveness. And I ask you to teach me how to walk in righteousness so that I won't repeat this again and again and again. It's genuine humility when you pray like that. That's what God hears, and he pours out grace upon you. And he gives you a fruit, as I speak about in my booklet, a fruit of joy. That scripture says, joy that no one shall take from you, because it's not based on anything external. It's his presence within you. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. Don't hold yourself back from it because of embarrassment, because of how long a time has gone. Don't ever hold back. Just run. Run to the Lord. Run to the nearest priest. Run. Get rid of your burden. Then learn what it is to walk in his mercy. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 to 35, Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? Now, this is very pertinent. The booklets I mentioned to you at the beginning, this is all very pertinent, so pay attention. Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? I mean, there's got to be a limit to this. As many as seven times was the sense of the perfect number. And Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, 77 times. Let's multiply. In other words, we're asked to forgive, forgive. Always. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, please be patient with me. I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. Look at that. That's what God does for us. That's exactly what God does for us. He forgave him. He canceled it out. But then, look what the servant did, who had just been forgiven everything. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, be patient with me, I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed. And they went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Brothers and sisters, stop here. Jesus is speaking to us right here. Right here. That sometimes we're forgiven. Not sometimes, we're always forgiven by God. when we ask for forgiveness, always. But how many times are we forgiven and then we turn around and we treat others, you owe me, you pay me, you make this up. Or God forgives us and we have freedom, we have a clean slate, and we don't forgive others. What do you think God is thinking about that? It's right here in this parable. It's right here. God forgave you everything and you go out and exact some recompense from someone else? Are you not willing to forgive as you have been forgiven? Read both my booklets. Read them carefully. Ponder that. Because I would say this is the single, I'm not actually sure I'm right, but I think if it's not the top one, it's the second one. A lack of forgiveness of others most blocks our relationship with God. Most often, it's our lack of willingness to forgive others. God forgives us lavishly, as this parable tells us, but we in turn go out and we exact from other people some kind of retribution. We want to get back at them. We forget what we have been given. You have been fully, totally, completely forgiven by God. We need in turn to do that for others. You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from his heart. And I can hear many of you saying, I can't. Do you know what he did? Well, think of yourself. Think of what God has forgiven you. It's hard. I know that. We want everything to equal out. Forgive him. Forgive him. Or forgive her. Don't hold it anymore in your heart. Ask God for the grace to forgive. You'll be amazed what will happen. You'll be amazed. Some people might initially block it by saying, oh, I don't need your forgiveness. And that's when you've made this great act. Somebody says, I don't need it. Don't worry about that. We say that to God often. Don't worry about that. Just let it be. Just let it be. God will work in that heart and God will work in your heart. So don't be affected by the initial reaction. It may hurt, but don't be affected by it. Do what God has done for you. You, in turn, go and do for others. And let the effects of that be up to God. You play your part. And then wait and pray. I want to see everybody who listens to this program be free of resentment, desire for revenge, coldness, hardness of heart toward others. Because I know that's what most blocks his action in our lives. And brothers and sisters, God needs to be able to use us, all of us, in these days. Open your heart to him. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.